Philadelphia's major newspapers are back in their own headlines now that a judge has ruled they be sold at a private auction within the next month. Owners Lewis Katz and George Norcross have been feuding over control of the papers since last year. Joining me to put the latest sale of the papers in context is Ken Doctor, media analyst for Newsonomics. Ken Doctor, thanks for speaking with me.
Quite welcome.
Another day, another pending sale of the Inquirer and Daily News. The papers have been here before, of course. They were auctioned off back in 2010. They've since been bought by the investment group that included Katz and Norcross. You're observing this. Is there any lesson to be learned in this latest chapter?
Yeah, I think it's really interesting because coming in the context of more individuals and more local buying, we've seen that in Boston. We've seen that now with Jeff Bezos and the Washington Post. Just 2 weeks ago, Glenn Taylor bought the Minneapolis Star Tribune. So I think the context for Philly and for the wider newspaper world is you really need to have a clear, singular vision of what you want to do with an enterprise when you're turning it around. And these are all plainly turnaround propositions financially.
Yeah, clearly these two owners very much at odds, no singular vision here. They bought the paper back in 2012 for $55 million. Now the minimum bid is $77 million. That's still a fraction of what the papers were going for a decade ago. But are you encouraged at all that it seems to maybe be retaining its value a little bit?
I don't know that's really a market value at this point because of how the legal case has been decided so far. It's interesting. When the Boston Globe was sold last fall, it ended up going for about $70 million. The market value of the enterprises, as you noted, is about a tenth of what it was 12 years ago. Some things are better. The newspapers that have put in digital circulation plans have softened the loss in advertising, which continues. So things are a little brighter than they were, say, 3 or 4 years ago.
Ultimately, it feels to us as observers of this soap opera like we may be sort of delaying the inevitable. One group cobbles together the funds to buy the papers, tries to make it work, and ends up offloading the papers within a few years, usually at a fraction of the price they bought it for.
Yeah.
Is that, you know, a drama that you've seen playing out in other cities?
Not to this extent. Across the country, Philly is the cautionary example of what happens when a paper first gets sold, as when Knight Ridder sold the paper in 2006. We haven't seen anything like this of almost a half a dozen shuffles in ownership and management since then. There's still time to turn around an enterprise as storied as the Inquirer and Daily News. But it gets harder. There's a fatigue, obviously, for the readers. There's a fatigue for the staff. And you don't get an infinite number of chances. So this looks like it was one of the last chances, if not the last.
I've been speaking with Ken Doctor. He's media analyst for Newsonomics. Ken Doctor, it's been a pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you very much for asking.